I'd like to begin with my opening statement. Who is the defendant in this matter?
That's not a statement.
All right, well, irregardless.
Welcome to Radio Irregardless, your non-standard blend of irrespective and regardless. Now please welcome to the Internet Airwaves. Really? Internet Airwaves?
It's okay, you can just do it. Just say Internet Airwaves, it sounds really cool.
Sorry, I'm just not...
Internet Airwaves.
Okay then. Please welcome to the Internet Airwaves, Mark Scalia.
And welcome to Radio... Let's try this already. Welcome to Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. If you're listening to this show, thank you, guys. You're listening one of four ways. One through my website, markscalia.com. Check out more of that website because I have been updating and some calendar things have been going in, coming right out, but they've been going in nonetheless. And the second way you can listen is if you want to be more participant, you can click the speaker box that you're listening to on my website. That'll shoot you right over to the broadcasting site, which is Mixlr, M-I-X-L-R.com. And then you can sign on using a Facebook address, and then you can be part of our live chat. The third way you can listen is I'm doing a Facebook live broadcast right now. So if you want to join me live on Facebook, go right ahead. I'd love to see you. We got a lot of people on. People are jumping on, hanging out. We're going to have a lot of fun tonight. And the fourth way you can listen, if you cannot listen live, you can listen to the slightly edited for time podcast version of the show, available through Google Play, iTunes, iHeartRadio, wherever you get your podcasts. That's what you can do. So, let's see. I've got some big things this week, so I'm going to start the show off the way I always do, with the Happening Now monologue.
Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
Past then.
When?
Just now. We're it now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
When will then be now?
Soon.
So let me start right off the bat. I got a new microphone. I don't know how it sounds. I think it sounds good. I can't tell. I think I went from a dynamic microphone, which essentially is like a band microphone or any kind of performance microphone. It's a really good microphone, but it's not made for what I'm doing. And I've been using it for 7 years, and it was pretty good. And I still have it. It's not like I got rid of it. But I absolutely went, you know, I gotta improve the show. I got to make sure that things are working well, working better. And everybody complains that I touch the microphone too much. So now that I've said it and forget it. I had to, so I got a supercardioid. carotid. I got one of those. But it's a good microphone. It sounds a little tinny to me. Just a little tinny. It's picking up everything, though. It's sick. It's one of these things that needs phantom power. I don't know if you guys are overly familiar with electronics, but I got phantom power. Like, if I shut the phantom power, I can talk for about maybe 5 or 6 seconds, and then it goes completely away. See, it's leaving. It's leaving us. The mic is going bye-bye. I can't. Nobody's going to hear me. And then I plug it in. So got to keep up with the Joneses. Yes, and this mic uses phantom power, and my mixer has phantom power, but I've never used it. So as soon as I click this little button, boom, everything's louder. I have to bring down my gains. I had to redo everything. I want to show you this because I've moved everything. I've moved everything in my computer, and this is now my mixer inside a bag. And what I do is I've labeled everything because I'm anal retentive. I've labeled everything. I get back on the mic. I've labeled everything so that I can take it all apart and then put it back together. And it's going to be, I'm using the setup for when we do filmings. I'll get to that. I'll get to that in a second. Everybody's writing stuff in. So that's the first thing. So the new tech. I also got a new a shotgun mic. I got a bunch of things and going to be filming some more. So I really want to pick up my sound and have the sound good. So that's the first thing. The second thing is it was like sunny and beautiful. What is it? Woo, quite the operation. It was sunny and beautiful for what, like 2 weeks, 3 weeks almost in a row. And it was absolutely gorgeous. But it's been raining like for 4 days straight. And like downpouring. Now, I can't complain because we need the rain. And some parts of Massachusetts have actually flooded. So they got more rain than they needed. But I was like, man, I was on the board this morning. I'll tell you, you got to get on the board. You got to get on the board. The board is the shit. It's just, you get in the board, nobody can touch you, nobody can get you. I still bring my phone, which is a friggin' mistake. But nobody can tell. See, this is my new sexy microphone voice right there. See what you got to do is you got to get on the microphone. And then you got to say, I'm broadcasting from the board. Yeah, that's the way it works. I'm messing with my mic too much. Oh, so I was on the board. I got to show you this too. And I'll show the people on Facebook because, of course, I can't show everybody on Mixlr. I took some kick-ass pictures today. My wife's like, those are amazing. I'm like, yeah, beautiful day on the board. And I was out there and just, stop that now. David Allen Boucher. Yes, thank you. But yeah, just being on the board and like, if you're having a bad day, just, it was like, the water was like glass and you just paddle out there. There's no people. The boats aren't even out. And it's just, it zens you right out. Now, I'm not one of these new wave guys who I'm like, but I get on the board and like, you can't piss me off. It's just, I love it. I absolutely love it. So hopefully I'll go out tomorrow because the board's on the car now. I retired my Easy Eddie, which is my compartmentalized board. It's the one that comes apart in three pieces. And now I'm using my inflatable and that one's mounted on the car and I'm just, every day when I get out there. And I bought new shirts. These are like some kind of nylon spandex thing, something like that. And I lost a lot of weight here. I'm going to show you. I lost a ton of weight. I did. I'm not a fatty boomba laddie anymore. Look at this. See? Nice. Look at that. Look at the guns. It's a gun show, everybody. I wish I could be vain. I mean, I got enough modesty and everything like that. But you know, when I lose weight and I feel good and it's just, I want to be, and I'm tan and I got a great ring of around my ankle with leash goes. What? I kid. Very nice. Thank you. You're like the new Jam Brady. I am the new Jam Brady. So because it was raining today, I got to tell you this. My wife and I, we have a little backyard and we have a little tiny, tiny little porch that comes the back door comes out, and my father-in-law built it 12 years ago, and we had done some work around the house. I did some power washed some sand, some of the fences and the decks, and we repainted the front desks. We repainted the front deck, and I power washed the rear deck. You know what it is? I'm distracted by a ton of things, so let me just talk and I won't think about stuff. So I power washed everything, including the rear deck or the porch. And then we were figuring out, well, we want to put some stuff outside. So we're going to get a shed, and that's coming from, you know, Walmart in a couple of weeks. And hopefully we're going to put our bikes out there. It's going to be nice. And I thought, well, we'll do some work outside. We'll put some, you know, pea stone outside and we'll replace the patio, the pavers. And it'll be a nice little thing because grass doesn't grow there because it's all shady. And we'll reverse the stairs. So instead of the stairs going, like you come out of the house and go down to the front of the house, they would come out and go to the back of the house, which I thought was probably a better idea. So I reversed the storm door, which you can do. It took a while. But my house is from 1850 something. And not that it needs a lot of work. It just, it needs some stuff. It needs some updates. It really does. And because the back door and the house was built, and then they built an addition and built something like, you know how it is when you, it's New England, that's the way it is. I took this porch off, the door off, and really started cleaning things up, and it was a whole fiasco. I drove a shop vac out, I started sanding, and then I started vacuuming the sanding, and I don't have a bag around the around the filter. So it sucked all the sanding, all the dust from the sand, and blew it out the back into the house. It looked like confetti everywhere. And I didn't know this for about a half an hour. And when I found out, I was like, oh, this is no good. No bueno, as they say. So I said, so Karen's upstairs. She's doing some work in the office. And I go, don't come down here. It's no bueno. And we had just cleaned the house. Like, we did a thorough cleaning. And she did a lot more work than I did. But we did a lot of work in the house, cleaning the whole house. And she comes down and she sees about a quarter inch of sawdust on the floor, on the chairs, on the table, because it blew it. It wasn't funny then. It's super funny now. And there was just so much debris. And I started cleaning it up, and then it got tense. And it turns out there was some rot around the back door, because it's got wet and it rotted out and stuff like that. So I was like, okay, I got to replace the threshold. And by then, it was, long story short, too late. My father-in-law came over and decided he was going to rebuild the back door, where I would have just replaced the threshold and cut out the rotted pieces and put it in. I got wood downstairs. You know, no, I don't mean I got wood down. Stop it. I mean, I've got some 2x4s and things like that, you know, down in the where my workstation is. So I got plenty of stuff to repair everything. And I was like, I was going to do it. But then he came over. And then when I tell you, he rebuilt the friggin' door, he rebuilt everything. He just, you know, everything got, I mean, I helped him rip some stuff out and blah, blah, blah. So now, long story short, again, too late. I got we used the same door, but you had to cut the bottom off because it was rotted and this and that and the other thing. So now the storm door is in, the big door is in, everything's back in there, and it's kick-ass. It's totally kick-ass, and now we got to paint it. So it was a long walk for, you know, but my wife's, actually a couple things I want to talk about. Tomorrow is my wife's birthday. Happy birthday. And my sister said early happy birthday, and I will say happy birthday. And I think we're going to brave the elements, put on our mask, and we're going to go have some couple drinks and maybe an appetizer or two, celebrate a birthday, because it's COVID. And that's a good reason to do nothing. But today is my, what did she say? Oh, it's my 18th date anniversary with my wife. 18 years. Fuck. Let's all drink. And speaking of that, I mean, it's been wonderful. Oh, Kim said squeal. Ugh. Speaking of that, let's talk about what's going on about, oh, in this week's Corona update. This is the rhythm
of the night. The thought of being able to penetrate Corona. It is a remarkable opportunity. This is the rhythm
of my life. My own research suggests that Corona is extremely unstable. This is the
rhythm of the night. By the beginning of 2021, we hope to have a couple of 100 million doses.
Yes. So, what's going on with Corona? Big things. Massachusetts, phase 3 coming up, which is good. Everybody's going to try to go back to a little bit of normal. I don't know about this thing, man. It's strong and it's not. And the people, some of the states opened up. That, you know, they had a spike in cases. I mean, I don't think they have a spike in deaths. It's just spike in cases. I mean, but here's the thing. At some point, that's going to be normal, which I hope so. You know, catching this flu, hopefully, will be a normal thing. Just like a normal flu. You know, that's what I'm hoping for. And I just want to get back to normal because I got to tell jokes. I mean, I told jokes 2 weeks ago. It was fantastic. I had a great time. Oh, my God. It was fantastic. Jay Grove up at Curly's Comedy Club hit the stage, and I was like, oh, my God. I almost forgot. I forgot how to do it. But then when I started doing it, I was like, oh, my God, yeah, I miss this. I love it, and I want to do it. And then after that, I was double booked. I hadn't worked in 3.5 months, and I was double booked. And I leave that show, and I drive up to Mighty Joe's Campground, which is in Milton, New Hampshire, which is about 15, 20 minutes away from Curly's. And literally, as soon as I get there, boom, I'm going up telling jokes. And it was just, it was fantastic. And I miss it. You know, I miss the work. I miss doing the work. I mean, this is fun, but, you know, it's not the same. I mean, I got a live audience, and I love you guys, and thank you for watching and taking a few minutes out of your night and your day and just, you know, participating. That's great. But I miss it. I just want to fucking do it. I just want to do it. So hopefully it'll get normal soon, or at least some normal. I don't mind wearing a mask. I just want everybody to go out. If everybody wears a mask, you know, believe me, I've talked to a lot of people and I've seen no expressions in their faces sometimes. So it's, and they can laugh through a mask. I won't be able to tell, but I'm sure I can hear something. Anyway, I started doing this a couple weeks ago and I'm going to continue it. I'm going to do today in history.
Would you please explain some of what happened today to me, please? Will you? Huh?
And now, Radio Irregardlesses, this day in history.
Real history. Real history. And I'm trying a new format. I'm opening up a website because this is a really cool thing. Lots of people don't want to admit that. I don't understand. What do you care? Just wear the freaking mask. A few minutes out of your day, just wear the goddamn mask. Besides, you're at a restaurant. You don't have to wear a mask at a restaurant. You really don't. Anyway, let's go with this day in history. Now, you know, the last time I did it, two weeks ago, there's a lot of things that happened on that show 2 weeks ago. But let me talk about this. Let's go back to the year 1200. This will freak you out. In China, sunglasses are invented. In the year 1200. So, who knew? I'm telling you, I knew. Today in 1776 was the first vote for the Declaration of Independence. Do you know that? In 1823, the ninth Postmaster General, John McLean.
Welcome to the party, pal.
No, John McLean of Ohio takes office. More about the post office in a few minutes because I read a lot. Here we go. In 1847 on this day, the first U.S. postage stamps go on sale. Did you know that? In 1847, there were 5 cents. There was a 5 cent Franklin and a 10 cent Washington from New York City. Now, 10 cents would buy a cup of coffee and mail a letter. That's insane. In 1859, balloon covers a record of 809 miles over St. Louis. 809 miles? That's impossible. Because 10,000 feet is 5 miles. I don't know if that's right. The first intercollegiate baseball game in 1859. It was Amherst beats Williams 66-32. A baseball game? 66 points? What's going on with that? Ugh. In 1861, the first public schoolhouse opened in Washington at Washington and Mason Street in San Francisco. Very progressive. 1874, here's the good stuff. The first U.S. kidnapping for ransom happened. A 4-year-old Charles Ross, $20,000.
Give me back my son!
The first kid, and it coincidentally, the first zoo opened up in Philadelphia today in the same year. 1838, Charles Darwin presents a paper on his theory of evolution. And we all know that's not true, because God made dinosaurs.
But God made dinosaurs too.
Okay. Let's see. 1867, Canada becomes an independent dominion. Welcome, my Canadian friends. Your Independence Day is 1903. The Tour de France bicycle road race was flagged for the first time. 1908. The SOS was adopted as the international distress signal today. 1941. I love this one. The Bulova Watch Company paid $9 for the first ever network TV commercial. $9. Now, a Super Bowl ad now is like, what, $15 million? It's crazy. 1945, the New York State Commission Against Discrimination is established, the first such agency in the United States. Also, today, 1963, the U.S. Postmaster introduces, bum-ba-da-bum, zip codes. What the fuck were they doing before zip codes? I remember when they added area codes. That was nobody even had area codes. Klondike 5-5-5-0-9. Here's another one. 1979. Some of you people who are listening are not old enough to remember this, but the Walkman made its appearance in stores for the first time today, 1979. Birthdays today. Missy Elliott from 1971. Pam Anderson, 1967. She is older than I am, and she's got more money. Damn it. 1961, Princess Diana. Diana Wells, and of course, Sidney Pollack, 1934. And guess who died this day in 2004? Marlon Brando died this year in 2004. It's funny because he died the same weight that the year was 2004. That's not right to say. All right, let's stop that. And another game that we played last week, which I was having a lot of fun with, but we got a lot of listeners, and I developed a little intro for it and everything. Now, last week I called it Music and Lyrics, and it's not that, and I was kind of reciting lyrics and things like that, but today I created a intro, and I've renamed the game, and it's called, and it goes a little something like this. Now, last week I read all the lyrics and I did it in my funny voice like this. And then I thought, maybe I should do that again. And I thought, you know, let me try something a little different. You all may remember Stephen Hawking, brilliant guy, but still used basically speak and spell for a voice. And my running joke was, if I had Stephen Hawking's intelligence, I would have James Earl Jones. Just, you know, it's like now we live in a technology where voice assistants and Siri and Alexa and all this stuff. And he had that technology. He literally had all that technology, but he still went with the voice that sound like this. You know, what? You're Stephen effing Hawking's, dude. Work it out. I would have paid James Earl Jones, of course, the voice of Darth Vader. I would have paid him to say every single word in the English language, or at least do that thing where you can kind of AI and then so you can articulate his alphabet and so he can, and that would be my voice. Because how sick would that be? You're in a chair all twisted up and all of a sudden you're like, hi, I will tell you the physics about the world. It would be sick. Anyway, long story short, too late. I created a new game. And we're going to play it. So here's what I decided I'm going to do. I'm going to use the Stephen Hawking's voice for this one. And we got a theme going. We got a theme. These are songs from the 90s. Okay? So here's the first one. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to let the voice speak, and then I'm going to pause it, and you'll have 10 seconds to identify the song. These are going to be tough. Here's the first one.
You keep coming to me. I could dig your dynamite. Know the way you move. Get in the groove, you're driving me crazy. Crazy for you, second time you moved me. It's time for us to boom boom. You can come right close to me and feel the burning fire. All the time you got me, it's fine for us to boom boom. If you see the spark in me and feel my strong desire.
It's so hard. I'll play it again.
You keep coming to me, I can dig your dynamite. Know the way you move, get in the groove, you're driving me crazy. crazy for you. Second time you moved me, it's time for us to boom boom. You can come right close to me and feel the burning fire. All the time you got me, it's fine for us to boom boom. If you see the spark in me and feel my strong desire.
All right. I'm not going to give any more than that. It's a really obscure song. 10 seconds. Anybody? I played it twice. It's, you'll know it as soon as you hear it. As soon as I play it. Listen to it. Let's go to my room. Boom, boom, boom. Let's go back to my room. It's so hard with this robot voice. But it's the same song. All right. Nobody got it right, so I'm going to have to play you this.
I forgot the fucking words!
All right. So there's the first one. Nobody got it. Here's the next one. This one's a little easier. It's same robot voice. Ready?
Come on. On those Saturdays when kids go out and play. Yo, I was up in my room. I let the stereo blaze. Wasn't faded, not jaded. Just a kid with a patent pen and a big imagination. All this, I seek. I find I push the envelope to the line. Make it, break it, take it until I'm overrated.
Okay, that's tough. You know what it is? It may be a little slower. I can't slow it down, but I'll try it.
Come on.
Come on.
On those Saturdays when kids go out and play.
When Saturday kids go out and play.
Yo, I was up in my room. I let the stereo blaze.
I was up in my room highlighting the stereo blaze. I wasn't faded, not jaded.
Just a kid with a patent pen and a big imagination.
Just a kid with a patent pen.
Imagination.
And a good Always imagination.
I seek. I find I push the envelope to the line. Make it. Break it. Take it until I'm overrated.
Telling you, we're going to the theme. Obscure 90s songs. Nobody's going to get this one right either. See? It's... All right, last one.
And you need a friend, someone to make you forget your problem.
If you're alone and you need a friend, someone to make you forget your problems. Just come along, baby. Take my hand.
I'll be your lover tonight.
Whoa,
this is what I want to do.
Whoa. This is what I want to do.
Let's have some fun.
Let's have some fun.
Just me and you.
One-on-one, just me and you.
Someone to make you forget your problems. Just come along, baby. Take my hand. I'll be your lover tonight.
Remember, we got a theme.
Let's have some fun. What I want is me and you.
Anybody? Remember, we got a theme. I played boom, boom, boom. Let's go back to my room. Click, click, boom. It's... Phyllis got it. Oh, my God. She got it. Venga, boys. It's not together in my room. The name of the song is Boom, 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 Boom. Believe me, when I was doing that, it was something really freaky. I was in the car and I was just listening to songs. I'm like, how funny would it be just to recite lyrics? So I'll try one more. Well, it's 40 below and I don't give a fuck. I got a heater in my truck and I'm off. I can't do it. I'm an Alabama, it's an Alabama man left and an Alabama right. Come on, you fucking dummy. Get your right step right. Get off stage, you goddamn goof. You know, you piss me off. You fucking jerk. You get on my nerves. Here comes Johnny with his pecker in his hand. He's a one man. Can't do it. I love that song, too. It is the rodeo song. It is the rodeo song.
All right.
I love this song. Well, it's 40 below, and I don't give a fuck, and a heater in the truck, and I'm off to the rodeo. I should just play spoof songs. All right. You know, I'm going a little off script here, but let's try this. I should do this in a Russian accent. That'd be funny. All right, here we go. Sweet baby Moses, he says. 20 years of hosting karaoke. Okay, how about this one? I'll do this in a cold Russian accent. Here we go.
We started dancing and love put us into a groove. As soon as we started to move, the music played while our bodies displayed through the dance. Then love picked us up for romance. I thought the clear would plan, he would share this feeling just between ourselves, but the music changed and the plan was rearranged. He went to dance with someone else. I can't do it. We started dancing and love put us into a groove, but now he's with somebody new. What does love want me to do?
Yes, it's Shannon. Yes, still one of the best songs ever. Some of them are too easy. Like, as soon as I started doing them, you know, you're going to know them, like, immediately. And it's not as fun. Reminds me of The Palace. Oh, my God. Yes, it was The Palace. Oh, I missed The Rascals. Shit, I miss Rascals. All right, you know something? I'm going to play a song that I have in my database that I don't think you guys are going to get. Here we go. I'll do it in that crazy voice so you can figure this one out. Boom. I probably just do it like this. Here we go. All right, I gotta get my face on. Here we go. Who's that gigolo on the street with his hands in his pockets and his crocodile feet? Hanging off the curb, looking all disturbed at the boys from home. They all come running. They were making noise, manhandling toys. With the girls on the block, with the nasty curls. That doesn't even rhyme. What the fuck? Wearing padded bras, sucking beers through straws. Dropping down their drawers. Where did you get yours? Jesus Christ. Oh my God. Paul got it. Hanging off the curb, looking all disturbing at the boys from home. They all came running. They were making noise. Manhandling toys. Girls on the block with the nasty curls. Wearing padded bras. Took a beer through straws. Where did you get yours? Gigolo what? Sucker. This was the shit. This was the shit. I didn't think you guys were really going to get that. All right. You know something? Well, let's see this. Oh. Oh. Okay. We're going to do one more, and then I got to go. I got to wrap it up. Okay. Okay. This should be fun. All right. You ready? The Black Bullet. It was the Black Bullet. Shit, it was. Here we go. Ready? See if I can do it again. And I don't want you. And I don't need you. Don't bother to resist or I'll beat you. It's not your fault that you are always wrong. The weak ones are there to justify the strong. That's all I'm going to do. You got to get that one. That one's like, that's actually fairly, you know, it's easier when I do it. I think it's easier. I should just pre-record these to make it easy. Anybody? We got like 11 people watching right now. We have got to figure that one out. No, nothing. I'm looking through the chat. Nothing. Oh, I'm going to have to play the incorrect song again. Oh, Paul got it. Paul got it. You know something? I'm getting Paul. Paul, you get the correct answer.
I'm the lyrical gangster.
There you go. It was The Beautiful People by Marilyn Manson. Used to work out to this song.
Beautiful people. The beautiful people. To the size of your steeple. You can't sell the forest for the trees. And you can't spare your own shadow, your name.
Let's get mad. Let's punch something. Fuck it.
There's a need to discriminate. Hate every motherfucker that's in your way.
It's a great lyric. It's just a great lyric. Don't discriminate. Hate everybody. It's good. All right. Here's what I'm going to do. It's been a fun show, but let me play my first and only break. And when I come back, I'll tell you what's going on. You're listening to Radio Irregardless. Mark Scalia. That's me. I'll be right back.
Love food and wine? Get to know Salem, Mass. In a fun and delicious way. Join me on a Salem food tour. Our 5-star rated walking tour gives guests the perfect opportunity to enjoy an afternoon with friends or coworkers. Great for locals and visitors, our tours book in advance and can be crafted for your special event. For more information on our tours and to make reservations, please visit us at SalemFoodTours.com.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Hi, this is Paul from The Paul Report. It's been a while, but now I'm back. The Paul Report is back on Mixlr, Thursday nights, 9 p.m. Come join me. It'll be a fun time, I promise you. And if it's not, I'll give you your money back. How's that? 9 p.m., Mixlr.com, The Paul Report, with me, your host, Paul.
Welcome to another installment of Radio Irregardless's History.
Most American colonists were still loyal to King George up until the 1770s. But when England subjected her subjects to increased control over colonial affairs, it started a revolution.
Say you want a revolution.
A 5-man committee was appointed to draft the Declaration of Independence. This outlined the colony's desire for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Are you happy now, Clark? She's deaf.
Oh, what's the difference? It was fun anyway. Let's have a drink. What do you say?
The first July 4th celebration happened on July 8th, when the document was publicly read in Philadelphia.
Frank, I have something here that I need to read to you from Barbara.
Hmm?
Frank, if you're... fat monkey heart is still beating, then congratulations. I want you to know that I hereby leave all of your money to Bruce Mathis, the real father of my children.
What?
The crowd reacted with gunfire, bonfires, and fireworks. This custom was borrowed from England, of all places, which is how subjects rang in their king's birthday. Only in the colonies, they were celebrating the king's symbolic funeral.
In time, you will see that this is the best thing.
In time, you'll drop dead and I'll come to your funeral in a red dress.
During the Revolutionary War, troops celebrated the Declaration's anniversary with double portions of rum.
Why is the rum gone?
Since then, the holiday has been celebrated in good times and in bad, in war and in peace. American communities rally together, all because of that small act of bureaucracy in 1776 that started a free nation.
Are you sure that the Continental Congress was really like this?
Well, actually, yes. The history books tell us it was a lot like this.
But where will it all end?
Well, in their case, it ended with the Declaration of Independence and the founding of the United States of America.
And in our case?
What else? Song cue!
You're welcome!
There is a brotherhood of men.
A benevolent brotherhood of men.
All human hearts and minds
into one brotherhood of men.
Oh, when the saints go marching in, oh, I want to be in that number. When the saints go marching in,
modulate.
When the saints go marching in, oh, when the saints go marching in.
This has been Radio Irregardless's History.
To leave a question or comment, call the Radio Irregardless hotline at 978
219-9294. And you're back at Radio Regardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. And that's been our show, guys. It's been a lot of fun. We had a lot of people on Facebook and on Mixlr and stuff like that. So if you guys listen to the podcast, thank you guys so much. And I do the whole subscribe and do that stuff. And actually, this is the third episode. It's weird. I've been so busy doing other things, and you think I've got plenty of downtime that I would be able to edit the three shows that are in the can. One's edited. I got to edit this one, and then it doesn't matter. But you know something? If you guys ever want to be a sponsor, leave a question, comment, call the show, 978-219-9294. You can also email me, radioirregardless@gmail.com. We'll be back in 2 weeks. That'll be July 15th, tax day. Hey, guys, be well. Wear a mask. Talk to you soon.
This has been Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia, your non-standard blend of irrespective listening and regardless enjoying. Radio Irregardless was written, directed, and produced by Mark Scalia and broadcast live via Mixlr.com. Thanks to the on-air guest, as well as our listeners, for their comments and support. The Radio Irregardless theme, If Only I Had a Pen, was written and composed by Derek Dupuy. All music and audio clips used are property of their respective copyright owners. All material is the property of MS Enterprises, and copyrighted 2020, all rights reserved. Listen to previous episodes of Radio Irregardless by downloading from iTunes, iHeartRadio, and wherever podcasts can be found. And thank you for listening.
Hello, hello, just one, two, three.